Oh, from Bob.
From Bob? But didn't you say he came from another world?
Well, if you presume that you are that world, okay, we could say yes, that's the case, and we explain things that way, but this world is a big world. You haven't even been to all of this world yet. It's so funny to us how you ask these questions, and we're not picking at you, darling. We're talking to the bigger picture. We're mass communicating now. This is in the this is a recorded show, so it's recorded. So when you're listening to it, it's like, oh, well, it's recorded. There was nothing we could do. Okay, you haven't even been out to all of this world, and yet you turn around constantly and are talking about that it came from other worlds when you hadn't even been to this world. It's very interesting to us how you can make a great big construct feel of this world when you don't even know what this world is. So it could be this world or another world or 100 worlds just like this world that was not that world, that this world, but you haven't even been 2 blocks outside of your own neighborhood. And yet, you want to talk to us about other worlds. Okay? So let's do it this way. As a god, you would see things, you would be like Red Lobster. You would see food differently. Right?
Right.
Okay, so not in that case. Then look at it this way. Was it in your environment? Yes. Was it in the rock that Moses struck with his rod? Now, God got really pissed off about that because his petulant lack of patience caused a huge problem. It undid things because he was wielding power as a god, but he separated himself from his power. You can't do both. You can't have it both ways. Uh-oh. So start easing back behind the veil. That's why you had to die when you went behind the veil. They tied a rope around you unless you were a Levite. If you went to the Holy of Holies, they drug you out feet first, like Ananias and Sapphira. But that's why they did that, because if you separate, if you come back into your power, you do. You do. And so this real long epiphany, this eulogy, the death of the little man. Oh, God, make a quadrant, Bob, make a quadrant. Would this be the 9th quadrant? The death of the little man, the day the little man died, the night they drove old Dixie down. Oh, Lord, there's a song about that.
That's the 6th quadrant. That's a hexadic. Hexadic.
Oh, it's hexadic. Oh, there's nothing we can do. Bob's already wrote it all down. It's already down. There's nothing we can do. It's in the quadrant. It was in the quadrant all along. There you go. Oops, there it is. Never mind.